Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios.
The man your man could smell.
Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?
Streaming live on YouTube.
You're going to break up with me because of what I do on the radio?
Here's Theo Dorsey.
Good people. So Duffy's MVP Monday. It's myself, Theo Dorsey. We got Damian Perez on the other side of the glass on the ones and the twos because you got to be on both of them at the same time. And we have Tina in the wild, Tina in the studio, fresh off of a little trip to the Palm Beach Zoo today, right, Tina?
I went to the Palm Beach Zoo today and did the koala experience. Oh, my goodness.
So you got to meet amazing. Koala bears today.
Two koala bears, Ellen and Sydney. It was amazing. And you get this bird experience with the lorikeets. It was so cool. In the Palm Beach Zoo, their animal encounters are just so fun. And they're also very, like, you learn, like, how do I, like, in my daily life, help save these animals, you know, out in the wild and whatnot. But the koala experience today was so cool. I'll post on my Instagram, T in the Wild, with two Ds at the end. Some pictures that I took, we'll have a YouTube video up on ESPN's Palm Play later this week. It was amazing. And you can, they have so many different animal encounters, from the koala one I did today. I've done one with the capybara. I've done one with the panther. I've done one with the sloth. I've done almost all of them.
Like
I've
only otter got, too, right? Or
I haven't done the otter yet.
Okay.
The otter is on my list. That's coming up. I got a few more left to do, but anyone can do the animal experiences. You just go to palmbeachzoo.org/animal experiences to schedule your time and pick whenever it's best for your schedule and go do it yourself. It is so cool, though.
Yeah, that's the
my
thing.
My jaw was just like on the floor the whole entire time.
Yeah,
because you learn all about the animals, and then like you're just in their habitat, and they were just like the koalas. They were just like chilling.
You had a bird on your arm.
I did have a bird on my arm. Yes, I got to. They like make their own like nectar. That it's like kind of looks like a juice, and you get to hold it out. I helped feed the birds some apples, some bananas. It was really cool.
That is amazing. And again, if my wife Ashley's listening to this, she's definitely going to be on me for not bringing her to the Palm Beach Zoo anytime sooner. Her birthday's coming up. I'll make that happen in the coming days because she would love to meet a koala bear. Do you remember the koala bear's names? It was
Ellen and Sydney.
See, I love Sydney for a koala bear name. I don't get Ellen. I don't get it.
Well, that's their name.
That's their names.
Ellen was so active, too. Yeah. It was really cool.
Okay.
Like, she was so active, and, like, just she was climbing. I'm going to post all these videos of it.
Yes.
My jaw was on the floor the whole entire time.
Koala bear is absolutely cute. Bryce Young, it's cute when you see him running for his life around there. He's a little baby-faced assassin for the Carolina Panthers, but he won't be doing that anymore this season because we just learned the Carolina Panthers benched quarterback Bryce Young right before we teed off, theoretically speaking, this afternoon. 2-16 as a starter for the Panthers. 11 touchdowns and 10 interceptions in his rookie year. 2 games into his sophomore campaign where Dave Canales was supposed to be the savior, the man that helped get Baker Mayfield back on his feet in Tampa Bay, was supposed to march into Carolina and deliver at least competent quarterback play out of the young man that they spent so much draft capital on, traded away their number one receiver, DJ Moore, on, and leveraged the future of the franchise on. 2 games into the experience, Tina, they're already giving up on Bryce Young. He's benched. Andy Dalton's in as the number one starter in Carolina, and our guy Jalen that jumps in here all the time and sings the praises for the Panthers because he lives in North Carolina. He's been drinking the Kool-Aid. I try to tell y'all all the time, you can't always drink the Kool-Aid because that's what got them folks that was with Jim Jones in trouble. So, Tina.
You seem a little hurt. While you were saying that, you used to be a Panthers fan.
Yeah, it's the past.
Yeah, it's the past. But I feel like there's some hurt, like you're hurt by this as well, which I feel bad for Bryce Young.
I feel bad for Bryce Young.
Yes.
I hate this for him. Because, number one, he's a man of God, right? He was asked after the game yesterday, where does his confidence come from that there could be light at the end of the tunnel? He said his confidence comes from the Lord. So I'm lockstep with my brother in that. He also did no wrong. He was drafted to the Carolina Panthers. Mm-hmm. He was put into a situation where barely any quarterbacks historically would ever succeed when your first year, your number one receiver is Adam Thielen, who's 35 years old, who was getting open somewhat. But when that's your only guy, it's tough to make a living off of that. And his second year, they didn't improve the protections enough. Obviously, he didn't get developed enough by the staff over the offseason. And it feels like that, you know, wide receiver core that was supposed to be improved wasn't exactly what we thought it would be. So he was in an adverse situation, terrible owner in David Tepper. Anybody that suits up for the Panthers over the next 3-4 years are going to be in adverse situations and probably not going to win. So it's not on Bryce Young. I like Bryce Young. Hope he does well in the future. But as for that franchise, if you think that for a second that my history as a fan with the Panthers has me feeling bad for them, I feel so, I actually feel so vindicated in my decision. Like every single day that passes and I get to watch the Chiefs where Patrick Mahomes throws for 151 yards, the second lowest in his career, where he throws two dumb interceptions, where he also, the Chiefs are 1-for-8 on third downs. Terrible offensive execution. They still beat the Bengals at home. I still get to rejoice, and I get to watch the Panthers get shellacked, mollywopped, and absolutely thrown to the side. And my smile's never been brighter, Tina.
Well,
I'm feeling good.
I'm glad you're smiling because of your Chiefs. But wait, so the Chiefs did win by one.
Come on. That's all you need. That's all you need to win.
Did you see how Patrick Mahomes was his birthday? And his wife threw him a party after the game, like immediately. Imagine if they lost.
I know.
You can't, like, I wouldn't want to go to that party. I wouldn't want to go to my own party.
It's the regular season, though, right?
But you still lost. You're still a loser.
That reminds me of, I think it was a couple of years ago where Florida State lost to Jacksonville State. And
that guy proposed?
He proposed to his fiance still right afterwards.
Yes.
I mean, There's great, like we learned from the Tua experience.
That's a different moment, though. There had to been a reason that he picked that game.
Had the family in town.
Yeah, he picked that game to propose, and obviously would hope that they were going to win.
They were playing Jacksonville State.
But why would Brittany Mahomes like schedule a birthday party after a Sunday game?
Well, I think if you're her, you assume that Patrick Mahomes is going to win football games because that's what they do.
Of course,
right? So the Chiefs generally win. The Bengals are in a down year, but also, he's able to compartmentalize a week two loss to the Bengals. He would have been straight. Like, I don't think that would have ruined the vibes there. Travis Kelce's been terrible for the past year and a half. He still has been having a lot of fun.
Oh, yes, he has been having a lot of fun.
I saw somebody say we've seen more Taylor Swift
than we've seen
Travis Kelce, and he's not wrong.
No, yeah. Taylor Swift, like, she's at the games. Like, cameras are on her.
We're talking
about her.
And all we see from Travis Kelce is either him, there was one pass that was intended for him that was picked off, or them forcing the ball to him and him barely getting anywhere. He's actually not good anymore, which he doesn't need to be as much because the Chiefs have so many other things around him. But it is weird how now his post-career stuff, his outside of football stuff has been taking over. We're asking today, what was the biggest shock? What was the biggest surprise from week two of the NFL? We have tonight on Monday Night Football, the Eagles and the Falcons. There should be no shockers there. I'd be shocked if the Falcons finally smartened up and maybe put Kirk Cousins on the bench because it looks like he's a little too hurt, a little too hampered by that Achilles injury from last year to be mobile enough to have that offense clicking the way they want to. I'd also be shocked maybe tonight if we didn't see a Saquon Barkley touchdown. That's a little, I'm alluding a little bit to what I'm going to give y'all for my prize picks later on. I'm going to post that on social media so y'all can win some money like I did. But what was the biggest shock to you from this past weekend of football, whether it be NFL or college? 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. Hit us up on the Baptist Health Hotline for that. And I give you the fact that the Dallas Cowboys fell flat on their face.
That is mine. And last week, Colin Russo said this. He said, Dallas never loses at home. I texted him and I go, quote, Dallas never loses at home, dash Colin Russo.
Yes.
And
Has he responded? Has he owned up to his failure to make an accurate prediction?
He texted me, thank you. I totally said back to that.
That is, I mean, you know what? Nobody saw the Saints coming.
Yeah, it was crazy. I did not see that coming, and that was definitely my just like biggest like wow.
Yeah,
they were destroyed.
They got bullied.
Yes,
the Saints scored touchdowns on each of their first six possessions. The Saints also threw 15 possessions with Derek Carr at quarterback. They've scored points on all 15 of those possessions. They're actually good at football right now.
I love that for Derek Carr, by the way.
Big shouts.
Yes.
He stayed the course.
Yes.
Another man of faith who has his confidence from God and leads Bible studies and also apparently is going to win the NFC South if everything keeps trending in that direction. Biggest shock from week two of the NFL so far. Hit us up on the Baptist Health Hotline, 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. It's Tina. It's Theo. It's Theoretically Speaking. We got Mike in Wellington Mike is on Theoretically Speaking. Mike, first off, how was your weekend, man? How are you feeling on this MVP Monday?
Oh, it as a Bucks fan, today is a real good day, Theo. I was impressed with Baker's legs. He ran when he needed to run.
Nice legs.
Godwin had a great day. You know, we had that one interception, you know, but he pulled it back a bit. But I was more impressed with the Bucks defense in Detroit, especially we're so banged up in the secondary back there. Lost Vita Vea halfway through, but I don't know. I think the Bucks really you know, took a lot of people for surprise with that victory up there. That was a tough game.
Todd Bowles deserves some credit, man.
I agree, Theo. I agree. But that was my my biggest shock, other than the Saints as well, you know, because now it looks like we're neck and neck. So I hate them Saints. But as a Bucks fan, that was just my biggest surprise. I thought we played well, and I'm a very happy guy today, Theo. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for calling in. Congratulations on a victory Monday here. I can rejoice in that with you. And so can Tina. So can Tina, because your Steelers are 2-0 as well. Justin Fields leading the charge.
I didn't even plan this today. I realized this as I walked out the door that I'm wearing black and yellow.
Got the black and yellow.
I got the black and yellow on today.
Come on now.
I know. I'm happy. Couldn't start off Monday great.
Yeah.
Start off the week off great.
It feels good. It feels good to be 2-0. Everything's intact. And again, Mike from Wellington again. For the Buccaneers this year, there was so much made this offseason about them losing Dave Canales, the offensive coordinator, now head coach for the Carolina Panthers. There was so much made about how Baker Mayfield doesn't do it. He doesn't have consecutive good years in the NFL. Every time he has a good year, he has a down year. When he's front-running and things go wrong, he doesn't seem to have that same chip on his shoulder, that level of competitiveness. I saw that dude juke somebody out to score a rushing touchdown. I saw him slinging the ball around, finding Chris Godwin. There's been a resurgence for Chris Godwin now that he's back in the slot. Like I said, on the days following Justin Simmons and Matthew Judon being signed by the Atlanta Falcons, well, one signed, one traded, I said the Falcons would be the front runner, not just the front runner. I said we might as well not even play NFC South games. The Falcons are going to win that division hands down. A game in, Kirk Cousins looks like he's lost his mobility. We'll see what the Falcons look like tonight on Monday Night Football against the Eagles, but that's a tough out. They're not favored in that one. They'll likely lose tonight. They'll start off 0-2, you know, if all things go as we assume them to be. And I don't know. If they start 0-2 and Kirk Cousins isn't the guy we thought he would be, I don't even know if going to Michael Penix Jr. can save their season. I think I might have been more wrong on that than anything else I professed this offseason. And this offseason, I professed that Caleb Williams would be in the MVP race. So I've been terribly wrong, Tina. I'm sorry for steering a lot of... You know what? I was right on a lot of things, though.
Yes.
I was right on Cam Ward. I said the Miami Hurricanes would be the best team in the state of Florida, that they would win the ACC. Cam Ward would be in the Heisman race. I was right about, you know, the Chiefs not having an issue getting through these first couple of games. I just was absolutely wrong about those Falcons. Come on, Dirty Birds.
We have our good days. We have our bad days, Theo. It happens. It's okay.
I've never felt so confident about a division being over with than I did with the Falcons getting rid of Arthur Smith, bringing in Raheem Morris, bringing in a quarterback, having that offense that was so many weapons around him, and then watching exactly what happened. But I'm not the only one that got surprised through 2 weeks. I'm not the only one that's been shocked by outcomes. 888-760-3776 or hit us up in the YouTube chat. Our YouTube presented to you by Prize Picks. That is at Theo Speaking on YouTube. What was the biggest shocker from week two of the NFL season? One big shocking thing that kind of had me a little bit ajar this morning was receiving a text from Tina in our show chat that talked about how your weekend wrapped up. See, I know how your weekend started because we spent Saturday together.
We did.
We went out there to Port St. Lucie. We went out there and had a great event where we had some putting for 10K. We had a dominant win in that one. That was a lot of fun, kicking it with the fans and my homie Tracy out there. She was having a lot of fun.
But thank you, Southern Eagle.
Southern Eagle. Big shout out to Southern Eagle for putting that event on. And then Sunday, we went on to our own devices. I watched some football. You actually went out to dinner with friends. Was that Saturday night or Sunday
night? That was Saturday night.
So you did that Saturday night.
I did that Saturday night, yes.
And you texted me this morning that though you went as the third wheel, and you're strong.
Yes.
Love a good third wheeler.
Yeah.
Somebody that doesn't complain about it.
No, not at all.
Has a good time.
Yeah.
But then that couple They did you dirty, Tina. How did they do you when that bill finally came out from y'all's wonderful dinner?
So I don't think that they did me dirty.
They did you dirty. I'll say it. You don't have to say it.
Everyone's telling me that. But I went out with my friends and I was third wheeling with them. We got to this restaurant as we're waiting for our table. We get a drink at the bar. They pay for my drink at the bar just to make it easy.
Okay.
He puts his card down, pays my drink.
One
okay,
drink,
cool.
$10, yep. $12, something like that.
Espresso martini with tequila. Ooh, and then we get our table and we all already plan to split a lot of different. It, like, I love family style where you all get a plate and you all share. You get a little bit of pasta, a little bit of pizza, a little bit of salad, a little bit of sides. Love that. So we did that. We split probably like four or so plates. We got a nap. We got three kind of dinner entrees.
Yeah.
We all had two drinks each and then the bill came. And I feel like in these situations where it is a group setting, it is kind of annoying if you are sharing things to like be like, oh, hey, like here, I'll take this to the server. Like usually you just put your card down, split it. However, sometimes though, when you are, this isn't what happened over the weekend. You know, say you're out to dinner when you were doing hard 75 hard.
Yeah.
You say weren't drinking alcohol, but everyone else was and they want you to like contribute. Like
that
sometimes
makes it difficult.
Sometimes it is like, oh, like I didn't drink that though or eat that. So why should I have to pay for it?
But in this situation, all three of y'all were drinking and eating.
All of us
equally.
Were eating the same, drinking the same. And when it came down to the check, it was suggested that we split it, myself and them.
Yeah, that makes sense.
My card and their one card.
Okay.
So I didn't say anything because I'm like, okay, they bought my drink at the bar and that was probably like $15 or so dollars. And then, you know, we had a few drinks. I felt like that was even. It was fine. I didn't care.
So wait, when you say you split it, you're
we split
saying
it
that
down
y'all
the
split
middle.
It down the middle.
Down the middle.
So it's two of them, one of you. They're a couple.
Yeah.
They're a couple. Yes. There's two of them, though, and it's one of you. Y'all are all eating and drinking. Y'all split the check.
Yes.
Right down the middle.
Yes.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I am not going to be like, well, it's one of me and two of you.
You should. The onus isn't on you in that sense, and it's also... Are you closer with the man in this situation or the woman?
The female.
So you're closer with her.
Yes.
It's on him. It's on him. I'll be the one to say it, and you don't have to. You're friends with him, so you're not going to criticize him.
No.
I'll look him dead in his eye and say, it's on you. You have to be better in that spot. Tina shouldn't have to raise her hand and say, oh, guys, well, I think because we should do a 33-30. No. He should be like, you know what? I'll throw the card down. Tina, we'll figure out what a third of this is, and you can send me that. And if you wanted to split something because he gave you a cocktail, which is, you know, $12, $15, that has nothing to do with the dinner where y'all all had multiple cocktails, dinners, and appetizers. I think it's absolutely unfair for you that you went out as a third wheel, providing them some entertainment, some laughs, some joy at dinner because they would have been way more boring without you.
Oh.
And then they're going to split it down the middle on you. They got a discount, Damien. That's a discount.
Absolutely. But, I mean... I don't blame Christina at all because I don't want to be the one, you know, that's complicating things saying, no, we're not going to split this two ways. Let's split it three ways or itemize it.
No, you don't have
to. It's definitely not your fault, but that should have been split three ways.
It should have been split three ways. It's on him. He should have been like, hey, excuse me, waiter, waitress, can you do, you know, two thirds on my card, one third on hers, or do it all on my card. When we get the final bill back, we'll divide it by three. Tina, you pay one third. That would have been just as easy. And also you shouldn't have been in that spot. So I'll say this, two things off of that, Damien.
Oh, gosh.
I know you're going to, I'm sorry to your friends, but I'm criticizing
it's
them.
It's okay.
Two things on that. Number one, would you like to go out with dinner with me and Ashley tonight? Because we're going to go to get a nice steak dinner and some cocktails, you know, we can split a bottle. But then number two, if you're in that spot and you do raise your hand and try and, you know, at least offer up, hey, should we split it three ways? I don't think that makes you a bad person.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't think that makes you somebody that's convoluting things or making anything more difficult, but you shouldn't have been put in that spot anyways. It should have been offered to you. So, like, again, if you want to next time, please do, but hopefully next time they get this message and they know not to treat Tina like that. We wouldn't do you like that, Tina.
Well, I hope they don't get this message.
I'm sending it to them. I'm going to find them. Hopefully you tag them on Instagram, and I'm going to find your story, and I'm sending it to them. Treat my dog Tina right. It's the happy hour. We're supposed to be joyous and having a good time.
And we are. And, you know, again, the drinks were flowing. The food was great. But, yeah, I just thought about it afterwards. I'm like, I've been in settings where, again, I'm like, well, I didn't really get much here. Like, why would I, like, put, like, split it
yeah.
if I didn't really, you know, eat all that or drink as much as they did. So I thought about it, but I see where you're coming from. Yeah. I do.
Brian says in the chat right here, Theo speaking the truth, the guy should have put the card down and just had Tina Venmo or Cash App or Zelle, however he wants to do it, your portion of it. Or he says, whatever she wants. That is always a nice thing to say, right?
Yeah.
When you put the card down, hey, just Venmo me what you think is
Or we'll just figure it out later, you know?
Yeah. That's usually my go-to.
Yeah.
Whenever we go, unless they're you know, now if I'm going on a, you know, if it's me and the wife and one of her friends I don't like, you know, maybe I don't offer that. Maybe we've gotten down to the crux of the situation.
Maybe you guys are going to split it.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, we're going 50-50 on this one, buddy. I didn't even want to be here with you. No, I'm kidding. That's none of my wife's friends I hate. None of them. Of course not. No, but again, I think that itself is shocking to me. Just almost as shocking as the Saints now being 2-0 and whipping up on the Dallas Cowboys in a spot where the Cowboys should have won. It's shocking to me that you got put out there like that. But we wouldn't do you like that. Not on the happy hour, not here on Theoretically Speaking. What we would do, though, is do a little midday midterms. Mm. It's our favorite segment. It's when we grade some of the things that happened throughout the weekend. So we'll do that on the other side. But first, I have to tell y'all about EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing, right? Like, there's no situation that you want to be in where there's no situation worse to be in here in South Florida than when you're out of AC, when your unit is broken, when you need a repair, but it's already 6-7 o'clock in the evening. Now your house is heating up. You don't have a repair service company on your side. You don't have a direct contact to be able to fix this situation. That's only going to get worse. Now food is expiring in your house. You're waiting until the next day because that surcharge on an emergency repairman is going to cost you so much, an arm and a leg. I have a solution for you, though. EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. EDSisYes.com. Schedule an appointment with them today. Jump online, EDSisYes.com, and schedule an appointment around your schedule. They've been keeping you cool since 2006 here in South Florida, right? Like, this is a trained comfort specialist, a train comfort specialist. It's hard to stop a train, and they're your trusted AC experts here in Palm Beach County. Got 24/7 support. You can be like me and get the gold plan that gives you 2 checkups every single year, preventative care as well as repairs. EDSisYes.com. Maybe you have some plumbing issues. They handle that as well. This is a versatile team. It is a reliable team. It is a consistent team. And again, you can book them online at EDSisYes.com for all your AC and plumbing needs. You know where to go. Tell them Theo sent you. And if you get Randy as your technician, tell him, hey, the Canes, we up, baby. 3-0, we up. See y'all in Charlotte at the end of the year. EDSisYes.com. I've never been, since I've moved here to South Florida, never been more confident in the Miami Hurricanes. Like, that is, I'm riding high right now on that, Tina. So, excuse me if I keep bringing them up.
It's okay.
I never got your college allegiance. Do you even have a college football team that you were more privy to root for in Florida?
Not really.
Yeah,
I'll root for FAU because I went to FAU, but... Yeah. Not really.
And the Owls had a big win this weekend.
They did. They did have a good win.
They knocked out FIU. We'll have to update our Sunshine standings as I rank the top 7 college football teams in the state of Florida. We'll update our Sunshine standings to reflect that. And I don't know how far down I can push Florida State without getting pushed back. But you want to talk about surprising outcomes from the weekend. Whew. Mike Norvell losing to his old school? That's ugly. We'll touch on that and more on the other side. We got midday midterms. We got more Tina for the happy hour. It's Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
I don't think I'm out of turn saying Bryce Young to the Dolphins wouldn't be advantageous for everybody. Yeah, see? Tina, you're in on it.
Yeah.
Little guy from Alabama, you know, he's a confident dude. He likes coaches that pour optimism into him, obviously. A guy that has some faith, similar to Tua. Like, just get him in there. Let him be a backup.
Yeah.
You know, like, let him learn. Opposed. I don't know. I'm not the only one saying this today. Obviously, with Bryce Young being benched by the Panthers today, two games into his second year in the league, and with the uncertainty around Tua Tagovailoa's health, given the concussion issue he got on Thursday. And they brought in Tyler Huntley, who seems more like a short-term fix and a backup to Skylar Thompson. Bryce Young could be the play there. Could be the play. Not necessarily mad about that. We're going to do the midday midterms here on Theoretically Speaking. We have an FIU Panther that jumped in on the chat here, Kenneth, who says, as a former Panther, that FIU loss hit me hard. And you know what? For FAU, for your college football allegiance, and for the fans around Boca Raton, it would have hit even worse if the Panthers did beat the Owls, because they came into that game winless so far on the season, and also the offense needed a bit of a bounce back if they want to be good going into conference play. So I'm glad Tom Herman got the guys together and they were able to squeeze out a win there. FIU beating FAU would have been catastrophic. Catastrophic. No help from Damian.
Where are you going with this one?
I had no idea where you were going with that.
Said it was bad and I said cata.
You're going catalytic?
Well, catalytic means you're catalytic starting
is bad.
Something.
I know. That's why I went to set the wrong word, obviously, guys. Hey, where's my support? Bring back C-Cat. C-Cat would have corrected me. I'm kidding. He wouldn't have.
He wouldn't have.
He would have left me hanging just like y'all did.
Yes.
Tina's here for a happy hour. Damian Perez in for C-Cat, who's out in the Amalfi Coast in Italy downing drinks. Courtesy of street vendors. We'll get on him for that when he comes back, because I did not like what I saw. I did not like seeing some of the highlights from that vacation. I think he gets back here Wednesday. Tina, we're about to grade some things. Are you, now that you've seen more of what C-Cat did, taking that adventure, paying ahead of time, getting a travel agent to pick where he goes, he shows up to the airport, and then he just takes off to Italy because he found out that morning they were going to Italy. Does it warm you up to that idea anymore?
Wait, I haven't seen anything.
You haven't seen any stuff from it?
No.
I'll show you then in the break. I don't think I can get over to you now and show you. Yeah. I'll show you in the break. C-Cat roaming the streets of Italy and just being mischievous.
Oh, he was on
demon time out there.
Mm.
Absolutely sick stuff. Did you see it, Damian?
I did not.
You didn't?
Oh, I'm dying to see it, though.
Yeah. We'll show you in the break. I'll have to get permission from C-Cat to show the world because it was a private message. I don't want to out his business out there, but he's out there living foul. He's out there living foul. He's a, we've talked about how he likes to get the sake in the hibachi restaurant. He likes to get the long-range sake shot to him.
Yes.
Well, this was a similar outing he's doing. He's bringing his act global. Took it overseas.
Oh, I can't wait.
So, yeah, absolutely disturbing stuff.
You hate it.
On my end, absolutely
hate it.
But I have to support my guy.
We'll never be able to have a show hibachi night because of you.
Yeah. Well, we had a hibachi lunch. You missed the hibachi lunch.
I know. I couldn't make the lunch, but I would love to have one of those. Like, they you can bring someone to your house.
Yeah.
You have a beautiful home.
Thank you.
And I've never been able to see it.
Soon. Well, you could see it if you watch Going Home with Tyler Cameron on Amazon Prime.
Well, yes. I mean, in person.
I know.
We could have where they come to your house and a whole hibachi night. Like, that would be so fun. You're against it.
Well, I'm cool with doing a hibachi night. I just don't want anybody shooting sake into my mouth, and I also don't want to see anybody else get it done to me or them.
Okay, that could be the only rule.
No shooting sake at me, and then I'll host a hibachi night.
No fun.
It's a lot of fun still.
It is fun, but that's a really fun part.
Such sickos, man. Control your own liquid intake. All right? Be an adult. Be a man. Be 40. All right, time for the midday midterms. This is fun. I always love this. Today, the Midday Midterms brought to you by Duffy Sports Grill. It's football season. I know you're ready for some football. You get an A-plus every time you pull up to a Duffy Sports Grill and check out their more than 80 televisions at every single location, as well as their new football season lineup when it comes to the starters. We're talking about house-made fried pickles, A-plus. Smoked fish dip, A++. Gridiron nachos, that's an A++. Then you got the crispy fried green beans and loaded and barbecue pigskins. You also get 2-for-1 drinks all day, every day. Duffy's Sports Grill, the place to be during football season and all seasons alike. 2-for-1 drinks all day, every day. Happy hour where? Literally everywhere. Duffy's Sports Grill. At Duffy's, our game is always on. All right, time to start grading things here on the midday midterms. And we'll start off with Florida State football. They started the year number 10. In the top 10 in the AP poll, they lost not one, not two, but three games, solidified by that loss over the weekend against Memphis at home, 20-12. Grade Florida State football. We'll start with Damian because I know you're too nice, Tina.
F. That's clear cut, easy F.
All right. Easy F from Damian Tina. Great Florida State football, knowing all of your Noles fans are listening.
I know. And they're all right here outside the door of the studio.
They have literally, they have sticks and flame torches. They're going to get you right as you walk out of the studio if you do it wrong.
I'm going to give them a D. Huh. You can come back. The season just
started. The new format. They can come back.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, they can come back. Yeah, they can. I guess technically speaking, they could come back. There's a mathematical way for them to come back. The season just started, and somehow they still look abysmal. 3 losses through 4 weeks, and they play 3 games. All right. Midday midterms. Again, brought to you by Duffy Sports Grill. Tina, a D? What the hell? That threw me off. I thought you would at least be a little stronger there.
No.
All right, how about this? Third willing on a dinner date. Tina, great that as someone who just experienced this herself.
I'm going to say a B. Because
it was a good time.
It was a good time.
It just cost you a lot more money than you thought.
That and third wheeling is fine and fun at times, but you don't always want to be a third wheel.
How often do you third wheel?
Often.
Yeah.
Good.
Sometimes it's
I don't
vibe.
Mind. Like, yeah. Like, I have a great group of friends who, like, they don't make you feel like you're third wheeling.
Damien, third wheeling on a dinner date?
I mean, if it means I get a discount on my tab, A+.
Absolutely.
Especially if you go with me.
If you got Tina pulling up, I give that an A+ as well. It's almost like you're getting discounted food and drinks. It's happy hour anytime you bring Tina with you. All right. Midday midterms. How about we grade this? We have to pipe the music down a little bit here. If we can pipe the music down. Grade Bo Nix's, this is the rookie quarterback for the Denver Broncos, grade his explanation for what happened in his interception against the Steelers over the weekend.
Bo, can you take us through the interception in the end zone?
Yeah. Chop back, threw it to the other team.
All right. So, literally the definition there of an interception given by Bo Nix. Tina, grade his explanation of the pick.
A+. He was just honest. He's like straight to the point.
I
threw it to the other team.
Yeah.
Damien? I love that.
A+. I mean, why are you asking him that question? Everybody knows what it feels like to throw in. I mean, not everybody knows what it feels like,
not
but
me.
You could kind of assume A+.
A+. I got to give it an A as well. It was as literal as I remember Torian Prince back when he played for Baylor. And they asked him, hey, how does Yale out-rebound the Baylor Bears? And he was like, well, you know, when somebody shoots a shot, the ball comes off of the rim. It goes up in the air. Somebody jumps up and grabs it with two hands. That's a rebound. Yale got more of those than us. He's not wrong.
Yeah.
But that's not what the reporter was looking for. Midday midterms. And the last thing we're grading here is going to be the throwback football we're getting in the NFL. Through 2 weeks this year, we only have 66 passing touchdowns. Obviously, we got Monday Night Football tonight. Last year, through 2 weeks, we had 86, so 20 less. A year before that, we had 110. Yards, touchdowns, passing, efficiency, everything is down offensively in the NFL right now. Grade the throwback football we're getting when everybody was complaining about all that offense explosion. We'll start with you, Tina. Grade the throwback, old school, gritty football we're getting in the NFL.
I have no reason behind this. C.
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 You're not moved.
Yeah.
Damien.
I'm going to go with a C as well because I feel like it's kind of evened it out, you know? Like we saw this yesterday. We saw all the underdogs stand up to the favorites, and a lot of them beat them. So that's why I'll give it a C.
I'm giving it a D because we got Derek Carr and Baker Mayfield leading the races right now for the MVP. What the hell did y'all do with the NFL I once loved? What the hell is going on? It's a lot of parody, I guess, but that was the midday midterms. And for sure. It's Tina, I don't know how closely you've been paying attention to it, but dudes have not been moving the ball that much. Like, Patrick Mahomes threw for 151 yards and won. You don't see that. He's over 200, you know, in his sleep. So, again, different look for the NFL. Expect the same stuff tonight on Monday Night Football for the Eagles and the Falcons. If you're jumping on Prize Picks like I will be doing, less. Yards for Kirk Cousins, less. Passing yards for Jalen Hurts, less. Those are the kind of picks I'll be giving out. I'll give those out on social media at Theo Dorsey TV on Instagram and on Twitter. We'll also repost those picks for Prize Picks on ESPN West Palm's social media page as well. Expect less points as these offenses, I don't know if people are figuring them out. It's too high safeties, whatever it is. We're getting less fun, less highlights in the National Football League. Tina, you yourself are now about to embark on your first full week of our shows here on 2 hours. How excited is that?
I'm so excited. I know this is finally my first full week. And I'm looking forward to it.
Well, don't go calling out on us.
No, I won't.
As soon as
I went away for 6 days.
Last week, we announced the 2 hour slate. We announced every day we get Tina, and immediately she dips out on us. Then C-Cat dips as soon as you return. We can't get the full family together, but you know what? We're reuniting soon, and we love having Damian Perez in because everybody says he is the more fancy and elegant C-Cat somehow. I'm not sure. One of them is in Italy and one of them is stuck in here in the office with us and they're saying that you're more elegant.
Yeah,
what's that?
That's kind of ironic, isn't it?
Yeah. What's that?
I mean,
what gives?
It's a pleasure though to be called C-Cat at the end of the day. It's a legend. Aww. ESPN West Palm legend. And come on. I'm just holding the boat afloat.
Yeah. Well, hold on. How can C-Cat get the legend moniker already? He's been here for like 3 years. Legend?
I mean, he's been in the transition for different shows. He's in the new generation, the young generation. I would say he's a legend.
He's all over the place. He is. You're right. You're producing 2 shows these days and whatnot. I mean, again, ever since the Mount Rushmore of ESPN West Palm was given out here on Russo and Rizzo.
Goodness.
Which is coming up. The accolades.
It's been crazy here.
The participation trophies we've been giving out to people and whatnot has been absolutely amazing. So you know what?
C-Cat cannot hear that you just called him a legend.
I'm going to let C-Cat know. I'm going to let C-Cat know that Damian got on these airwaves and called him a legend. That to me is, it's admirable. I like it for C-Cat. I love that I'm working with a legend here, on theoretically speaking. So we'll take it. Tina, enjoy your Monday evening. Hopefully you tap in, get a little bit of that Eagles-Falcons tonight on Monday Night Football. Damian, we got one more segment to go. We'll see which of the two between Russo and Rizzo we get in here for the crossover segment, as well as give out our Duffy's MVP from the weekend. A lot of fun. Thanks, Tina. Thanks, Damian. It's Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Good people. It's that time of the day I'm going to give out the Duffy's MVP of the weekend, and this one comes a bit ironically. This one comes a bit ironically, but the Duffy's MVP of the weekend, it's got to go to the man that led Memphis to another win, even though he was coaching from the other sideline. And that's head coach Mike Norvell from the Florida State Seminoles. He gets my Duffy's MVP of the weekend. And literally, it's because of this. Not only did he bring in his former school years after he left the Memphis Tigers to go coach the Florida State Seminoles, not only did he bring in his former school for a cash game, by the way, if you did not see the headlines, Memphis walks away with $1.3 million. $1.3 million. Oh, well, what do they get for that? A win at Doak Campbell, an undefeated record now in the season for the Memphis Tigers, and also a big win against Mike Norvell. He's the MVP of the weekend. Coming from me as a Canes fan, obviously it's a bit satirical. It's a bit poking the bear, but also when that bear is as friendly as that Florida State defense seems to be against the run, I ain't afraid to poke it. The Duffy's MVP of the weekend, Mike Norvell, for picking up another win for the Memphis Tigers while he's not even on those sidelines, and he does so in Florida just like he did in the Boca Bowl back in the day. The Duffy's MVP of the weekend brought to you by, of course, Duffy's Sports Grill. The crossover is brought to you by our friends at Russo and Rizzo, because Russo and Rizzo follows up, theoretically speaking, every single day from 4 to 6 here on ESPN 106.3. And in the Chop It Up with Me is the man that's leading the charge for y'all winning so far in the punchline picks, and that's Colin Russo. I don't even want to give an update on how bad C-Cat and I are doing in punchline picks, but I feel like it's my journalistic duty to do so.
Not great. Let's think about this. That Dolphin game was a disaster. In a lot of ways, the NFL was a tough one to predict this week. Who would have thought the Saints would have the greatest show on turf at AT&T Stadium against the Cowboys?
Not at all.
Who would have thought that the Cardinals would score 3 touchdowns in basically 8 minutes to start out that game against the Rams? So in a lot of ways, this was an upset week. And weirdly enough, Mike and I still finished nearly 500. We're 3-4 in the week. I think you guys are 2-5.
2-5.
So that Ram game was our lock. Shouldn't have been, but we won Buffalo, so I'm happy about that.
Yep.
And ultimately, the NFL was a tough one this week. Yep. It was no easy feat.
It was an ugly week for the NFL. For you, though, what was the biggest surprise? What was the biggest surprise?
That Ram game. The Rams played with no life. People were talking about Marvin Harrison and his top speed and all that nonsense. And all of a sudden, three possessions in, he's got four receptions, 130 yards, two touchdowns.
Oof.
So that was a surprise. I'm surprised you guys went with the Chiefs, too. That seemed like it was your pick.
Yeah.
Chiefs minus 5.5. Cincinnati plays them really well every time they play.
No. Actually, no. We did not. That was not my pick, actually. I believe that was a CCAT pick. I think that was a CCAT submission.
Hold on. Every time I bring this up and I say that you have a bad pick, you say it's CCAT's pick.
Actually, you know what? That might have been my pick.
That was your pick.
That was my pick. I'll own the Chiefs pick.
I've already talked about the Seahawk one. You said that was CCAT. Yes, the Dolphin one, you said that was CCAT.
So CCAT had
the Dolphins. Do you make any picks or is it all him?
Whenever they're wrong. I'm pointing blame against the guy that can't even hear us right now because he's in Italy. It's an easy choice. I will say this. The Chiefs had such an uncharacteristically bad game against the Bengals, which you're right. They generally do. Mahomes does not fare well against that defense coached by
tough.
Big Lou.
They play them tough.
Yeah. But the Colorado pick was mine, and I love that one. That was a good one. And also, you're right. The Dolphins pick, I'm not sure why we ever thought that the Bills would not just go into Hard Rock Stadium and take them through.
How about Colorado? I'm so over them. They're winning by 30 points against Colorado State. And did you see the quarterback going up to Shador after the game trying to give him a handshake?
Yep.
And he said, "You can't hold me." What happened a week ago? 1 week ago, you were throwing your own pick sixes on quick screens and then throwing your offensive line against the bus. Then post-game, he's sitting in the presser with his offensive linemen looking like hostages behind
him. So weird.
They looked like hostages. It was ridiculous. It is such a PR thing because he realized that hurt his draft stock. I am so over it. It is so put on and fake, and they are a bunch of frauds. I absolutely hate Colorado and everything they stand for with all that garbage.
So my thing is, too, I got the sentiment they were going for. And again, if you didn't see it, after the Colorado versus Colorado State win, literally you have Shador Sanders and Travis Hunter sitting at the podium. Not even really a podium, a table, because we're not at a real big stadium. It was at Colorado State. And his six offensive linemen are lined up behind them like literally shoulder to shoulder.
Not even asking them any questions. They're just standing there.
It was
pointless. You're not protecting them or anything. Oh, my God.
The worst part is I already know the camera angles that were lined up to be on Shador and Travis Hunter because it was so low. I'm sure those camera angles just had, like, chest down from the line.
And these giant human. The offensive line stinks. Yeah. We know this. Yeah. But he threw them under the bus last week. So all of a sudden now they're all buddy-buddy because they beat Colorado State?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so over them.
They're going to be a bad football team, especially when they get in Big 12 play. But there was no way that Lions should have been that small against a bad Colorado State team. I think they, obviously.
I wonder what Deion's going to do when they're both out of there. There's no way he hangs around. There's no way.
He's not coaching Colorado next year.
And he's not coaching anything professionally.
Absolutely not. So I don't honestly. That's probably the best question coming out of Boulder is where does Deion find himself? Does he go back on TV? Does he do something where it's like more so his own digital campaign? He starts a podcast. I have no clue.
He's gonna join that Shannon Sharp show. Him, Ocho Cinco, and Deion.
The nightcap.
Huh?
Well, that's the right Shannon Sharp show to join. I mean, outside of the other shows he's doing. That's. Yeah. it sounds like he was having fun. I wouldn't want to be a part of that. A lot of fun to be had here for Russo and Rizzo as they tee things off as we exit on this Duffy's MVP Monday. CCAT will be back in a couple of days. We'll have Tina every single day this week for the happy hour. It is a lot of fun and thrills. And, of course, Monday Night Football tonight. What's happening with you tomorrow? Go in love. Go in peace. Go in joy. Hang around for Russo and Rizzo next on ESPN 106.3.